Previously on the Atypical Sports Show.
Yes!
Ray Lewis.
Yes!
One thing I do gotta ask you.
No!
I see you survived the rapture. What were you doing on Sunday at 6?
I was up in church praising the Lord. I knew it because people gonna trip on this. I was halfway up there. I came back down because I knew, you know what? Lord said, Ray. I said, what, Lord? He said, there's a mission for you. I was like, what's my mission? He said, bring that championship home to Jesus. Bring that championship home to Jesus.
Sports Radio is
atypical.
Atypical.
Okay, I'll explain why that is so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
Atypical. Yes!
Welcome to the Atypical Sports Show with your host, Robin Key. The Atypical Sports Show today is brought to you today by atypicalsportsshow.com. Make sure you log on to atypicalsportsshow.podomatic.com and listen to the Atypical Sports Show. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Holler at us at 480-664-9378. We just talking about cheaters. In fact, I wish we had the host of cheaters here because it seems that's all that's going on in sports. So I'm going to talk about the premise of today's show for me is all about why is Mother Hubbard's cheating so much? And it's cheating. Okay. What up, Key?
Who's cheating?
Man. FIFA cheating. Jim Tressel cheating. USC cheating. Who else is cheating? Somebody else is cheating, too.
So all these things these people did, you would actually consider as cheating? Or them just getting caught? Or
oh, they cheating. They cheating. I mean, I'm not passing judgment. The definition of cheating is doing something against the rules. That's what they're doing. They're trying to get an advantage. They're trying to get players to stay there because of the what is it called? The
tattoos.
The tattoos.
Hey man, dude, car dealership. Ohio State. Because I need to get it for
no,
full
but they getting them. They
free.
Get they getting them cars, dog.
I mean, that's true.
Niggas love rides.
Well, you know, I remember being in Tucson, Arizona in 1991, and Chris Mills had the... Am I dropping dimes right now?
It's okay. That nigga don't care. Yeah, $5,000 in the mail. Everybody knew about that.
You know what, though? Actually, I don't know if I should talk about that, because he'll pull a gun on you.
No, he would.
And dude, chase down the bus.
Real gangster, dog.
Yeah, I don't... you know what? Can we start the show over? Welcome to the Atypical Sports Show. This is your boy, Key. We brought to you by Pure and Innocent Sports. There's no cheating in baseball. There's no cheating in football. There's no cheating in life because cheating is only in your mind.
Hey, dude, how do you feel bad? It's like, how do you feel about the Jim Tressel, though? This whole situation, like, I mean, like, I know you're not an Ohio State fan. I know I'm not a high Ohio State fan. And I know you like Terrell Pryor. And they opened up an investigation against him personally. So I don't look at he ain't playing next year. I'll drop it right now. He ain't playing at all next year. They got to clean everybody out.
Can I go? I thought you asked me how I feel about it.
I did. That's why I stopped right there.
Or did you answer for me?
No. I stopped because I had more to talk about. But I want you to answer that. How you feel about that whole scene, man? I mean, do you care?
I care. I'm not surprised. I it's kind of like the Fiesta Bowl situation. It happens everywhere. They just so happen to get caught. Tressel was very interesting story just because of the pedestal that the Ohio State citizens in the state of Ohio puts him on. He's very God-oriented, faith-oriented. He wears that glasses and that
vest.
I mean, he has that type of personality that calls beyond football. Like, all of these players are standing up behind him from generations before saying, oh, he's a great man, he's a great motivator, he's faith-based. I mean, so because of that, it seems a little bit more surprising, but if you step away from it, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, college football's been doing shit like this since before me and you were born.
Oh, I was reading some stuff this dude said, check out this website. He was on sports radio and he gave a website. I forgot the name of it. I don't want to misquote it, but a website talking about how Bear Bryant was taking players and buying them cars back in the day. You know, they were just talking about how prevalent it's been throughout history. And, you know, I just don't like the, I guess I'm glad Jim Tressel weren't, they just, I guess the reason why I kind of don't care that he got caught is because to me, he has a holier than thou, kind of aura about him. And so it kind of, those people kind of like, it always comes back to haunt him, like the Rush Limbaugh. The people always preach about morals and how you should be this way, you should be this way. Jimmy Swagger, anybody throughout history who preaches that and they get caught, I don't have an upset for them, because you know what? They're just human beings at all. They're just human beings just like us. But when you preach about it, don't be mad when people be clowning you when you get caught up, because all of a sudden he's talking about living the right way to live the right way, and he's not giving information because he's really trying to save his ass.
I know, but at the end of the day, all he did is not snitch on his teammates. I mean, I get it. I know they became advantages, but I think people are making a big deal about it. Personally, if I had a son and he went to Ohio State and I knew my son was getting illegal something and somebody asked me, I wouldn't snitch on my son. And I'm not saying Jim Tressel had a relationship with these players like father and son, but I don't know what I would do either, I guess.
Okay.
At the same time, like, we're all making these judgments on him about he should have told. Really? What would you do if you're in a situation?
I probably wouldn't tell.
Okay, so how are we even making judgments on Jim Tressel?
You know, I'm not making judgments on Jim Tressel as a football player. I'm making judgments on somebody who claims to be something and they make that decision and they're not like that. So if you were going to preach about a God-fearing man, you're preaching about all these things, and this is something that you get caught doing, well, then you got to take responsibility for that. I'm not saying I'm better than you.
What did he get caught doing?
Just lying. You know, he lied to them. I mean,
that's the American way, right?
I mean, you know what? I mean, who am I? I've lied before, too. I'm just saying, I ain't Jim Tressel. I'm Robert Reed. If I lied, nobody give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, I lied, you know, about something yesterday. Nobody cares.
The funny thing about it was he said he couldn't think who to tell.
Yeah,
like, it's almost humor beyond it.
Yeah,
it's like
that,
it's though. Like George Bush. I'm sorry, George W. Bush. Whenever he did something and we knew he was lying, I still got humor out of it. Like, it was comedy to me. Like, because every man gets put in a situation where you can either tell the truth and hurt people beyond you, or you can just, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm just not going to tell you the whole truth.
Right.
You know, like, I think in his mind, people can always rationalize or justify things.
Right.
He's thinking that, you know what? I am going to protect these students' families in Ohio State. But at the same time, hey, I might hook them up with some cars too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I might give them a number to go ahead and get this car for no money.
Right, exactly.
And I'm not mad. I love it, man. Like, here's the whole thing about Jimmy. Where's he going now?
Jimmy.
Where's Jimmy going now?
Oh, Jimmy going to chill for a little bit.
And is he going to be can Jimmy be trusted to be with headphones on and a microphone and giving
Jimmy,
a little college game?
Jimmy is going to be just like a cat. He going to land on his feet, dog. He going
like
to get a job.
Guy.
He going to get a job somewhere, and he's going to get a big time job. He just got to back away a little bit, so then people start talking about, you know what, he made some questionable decisions in the past, but he seems to really turn it around and realize that, you know, he's just, you know, this guy's ready to turn it around and build the program. I mean, he's an excellent coach.
But you know what, though? You know what happened, though, right?
What?
He got fired.
No, he resigned.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. See, that's the reason why. But here's the reason why that I think Ohio State needs to be punished even more. And I think schools that don't fire coaches but let them resign are essentially letting them off the hook. And if you're willing to let him off the hook, that must mean that he has something on you, because there's a difference between getting fired and resigning.
Well,
and that's why they negotiate the resignation. Because if that school didn't want to fire him after all that stuff, obviously means they already know other stuff is coming down the pike. So that school thinks by letting him resign that all the problems leave with Jim Tressel. And then they can say, well, you know, we'll conduct our investigation, maybe get Terrell Pryor out if we have to, but as long as the whole school doesn't get hurt. But meanwhile, Jim Tressel can go on, get another job somewhere, and he's clean as a whistle. Nothing happens to him. There's no allegations. There's no stipulations. There's no kind of red tape for him getting another job. That school doesn't suffer. While the kids who played at Ohio State suffer, they get infractions. They don't get to go to bowl games because of what this fool did and what this fool let go on. So I don't have any mercy for them. In fact, Jim Tressel needs to be put away, and he needs to take he needs to have infractions with him for 2 years, whatever school picks him up.
Okay, we've been having this argument since.
No, I'm just saying. I'm going to bring this argument every time a shady coach leaves and a school has a suffer what he did.
New highs. I mean, I hear you. I feel you. But here's one thing that I just thought of right now.
Good.
And it's the argument of, hey, you're fired. No, I quit. No, I quit. No, you're fired. That type of argument, that type of conversation that might have taken place. But the interesting thing about this, air quotes, resignation was, what day did it happen on, Rob?
Memorial Day.
Do you think Ohio State's offices were open enough to, like, fire somebody officially? Like, he was almost smart. Like, you know what? I'm going to resign on Memorial Day.
Heck,
they can't fire me today. They'll probably fire me on Tuesday. But I can resign on Monday before the offices is open. Just a possibility.
I think that they said, all right, listen, everybody going to be kicking on Memorial Day. Ain't nobody. Everybody going to be barbecuing. We going to do it on this day. And you know who happy about this, though, dude?
Smith?
No. The fool who lost the Indy 500 in the last lap. He's so happy. He's like, Jim Tressel, thank you. Well,
you know why he's not that happy? Because you don't even know his name. Nobody watches the Indianapolis 500. Happy about what? There's no pressure on him.
No, but here's the deal. He's happy in the aspect of nationally.
Yeah, they might Monday, not know who he is. Nobody would have cared. He got the same props he would have got on Sunday, or not props. He got the same burn or the same magnifying glass he would have got on Sunday.
I don't think so.
But come Monday, why care about the second place winner in the Indianapolis 500? You don't even know who won.
No. Oh, Dan Weldon.
Okay. But did you know him on Saturday?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Because he actually balled. But here's the deal.
He actually was the third wheel. He's not balling.
He was doing three-wheel motion. He was doing,
you know what I'm saying?
He was ghost riding the whip right down the end.
He was getting his shift on. You know, man, forget them fools, man. And I respect it. I just don't like it. And I'm not going to pretend to like Indianapolis 500.
Oh, I don't like it either. I just like to do fat. Dude, I watch it every week if somebody would crash in the last lap. And they tell me to do some exciting shit's going to happen in the last lap. Dude, do crash one lap before about to win it. Dude, you about to win a race and win a couple million dollars, and you go around and you crash and you lose.
Ghost ride the whip.
Oh. Man, you don't feel that? I guess you don't feel that. I mean, I like history shit like that. I like that. That to me was hilarious. That's why I was talking about cheaters. I like things that are happening right now. It seems like a lot of negativity in the sports world, bribery, cheating, and I think it's a positive because all that stuff is coming out. So let you know that it's permeated throughout society. So people get a wake up call. So they don't think their school's better. Oh, my school doesn't cheat. Ohio State University, we're built on morals. Jim Tressel. Oh, you know what? Urban Meyer, I'm just a good guy. I'm a God fearing man. I don't do anything. Oh yeah. Who me? Lou Holtz. I'm a great coach and I just believe in the right way to do anything. And all these fools got something going on in the background.
It's the system though. I mean, why are we blaming? It goes back to like us blaming Lance Armstrong and the person who puts the needle in their arm, the Pookies, you know what I'm saying, the drug dealers. And this system is beyond
Tressels.
It's beyond the players. It's beyond the tattoos. It's beyond the tattoo artists. It's beyond the car dealer. Man, I mean, it's something we can't even describe unless you're on the inside.
So you're saying there's people, there's brothers out there watching this on SportsCenter talking to the dude they about to get the car from. Hey, man, you see this right now? Man, this is what they're talking about. Man, you got the keys? All right, man, I'll holler at you.
They don't care. Exactly. You know, they're going to stop.
Right.
I mean, and why should it stop?
No, it shouldn't.
Like I said, dude, if I had a son and he was 18 years old, man, I'm going to encourage to take that money, dude. And you know one thing I hate?
He said, I'm encouraged to take that money.
Yeah, one thing I hate, man, one thing I am very upset about is you don't watch Friday Night Lights, because the Friday Night Lights that came on this Friday is right where we're talking about the dude's dad is taking the reins of his son's future because he's the one talking to the recruits, while the head football coach of the high school is like, they need to all go through me. So right. There's a battle between the star quarterback's pops and the head coach. And the head coach is like, man, this is bullshit. It's tight, dude. Like I said, right, I don't want to explain it. I like that.
Okay.
It's a show that I don't. I wish I had a time machine so I can go back and say, you know what, Rob, you're not watching the event. You're not watching those dumbass shows that are going to be canceled in a year. We're going to go back and watch Friday Night Lights.
I really would too, dude. Honestly, I'm always upset that I didn't catch on that because I love the premise. Every time I watch a little bit of it, it's good. It always seems like good characters, good action. So I wish I would have watched that, man. I mean, actually, I wish I would have. But I can tell you this. I have a son who's going to college. I don't know how I would handle that. You know, I wouldn't want to put my son's future in jeopardy. And I guess there's no...
He wasn't putting his son's future in jeopardy. He was just opening his ears to all the schools and taking all the gifts. Maybe that is in jeopardy, but all I know is they was from the project, so what the hell else they supposed to do?
What were they giving them?
Some like Under Armour shirts and hats.
Right.
I mean, that's what they show, but you can see where it's building up.
Right.
The next show next week, like, he misses school. He's going to be on the campus of Oklahoma. I mean, they about to drop some presidents in that boy's pocket, man. I can't wait, dude. But you know what, man? Besides that, I like the way you jumped into the cheaters. I like the way you jumped into the current events of the sports world. But most importantly, when we come back, I need to find out about Rob's weekend, his extravagant anniversary. And I'm also tell y'all what I did this weekend down in the old Pueblo.
Me and Gutter had two spots, the two for $5 hits, the blue tops. Uh-huh. Got a gold Coolio, mean it's getting too high. If they have twins, she probably have two pops.
Time to separate pops. The pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze. They bought a soft shit from that leather on the farm. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, huh? Brooknon, sipping on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan's. Usually quattro cinco, the shell sink slow, tossing ya. Mad slugs through your autograph. I wanted ya.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Flatbush. Uh-huh.
You don't stop.
Red Hook.
That's right.
You won't stop, nigga.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show, 480-664-9378, the Atypical Sports Show line. Yo, Key, what up? This weekend, man, Memorial weekend.
Hold on, man. How you going to ask me a question and then you answer yourself? Slow down. Are you either going to ask me the question or are you going to let me ask you?
Okay, hold on. Key, what up? How was your Memorial weekend, man?
It was good, man.
It was good. Cool.
But I don't like the way you asked me. And then you just talked about your weekend.
I was excited to tell you about my weekend. So go ahead, tell me about yours, man.
It was cool. I was down to Tucson, man. It was one of the best weddings I've ever been to in my life for the simple fact that I had low expectations.
Yes.
When I first rolled up, they said, yo, man, this wedding is in this little chapel. The AC's broke. Damn. So I had this cool suit, man. I was ready, man. My wife was nervous, like, because, you know, people don't like no air conditioning in Arizona. Duh, obviously.
Right.
So that was one thing. And then I asked this dude named Joey Faluzzi. I said, yo, man, what's the music situation? Man, freaking Walker has he's got these freaking cello players and a pianist is playing at the reception. Cello and piano. What kind of shit is that? And I'm like, damn, for real? Reggie coming with a cello player and a pianist? You know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
what am I supposed to do with that? You know? I mean, how you supposed to do the electric slide with a damn pianist? So anyways, we go to the chapel. Laid out, man. We on Fort Lyle and like lower Fort Lowell. And I don't know. We up by the mountains. Walk in. Man, we so unfashionably late, dude, because the doors of the church was closed. You know what I'm saying? So, and the bride was sitting outside.
She was?
She was sitting outside ready to walk in.
And you guys walked
up? We had to open up the door. Hello! So everybody looked like about to stand up. Here come the bride. Nope. All six of us, you know, with that fresh liquor on our breath. You know what I'm saying? We had the champagne. We did the celebration early, but you know, cause I was so afraid it's going to be hot.
Six of you? Who was you rolling with?
Random people, right. You know. So we roll up because, you know, nobody wanted to drive. I drove up in the Pilot and we got in there. Boom. Everybody looked like expecting a bride. It's us. It's us. Walked in pleasantly surprised. AC blows. You know what I'm saying? The AC feeling okay. You know, I was expecting 95.
Right.
It was a cool 82 in there, which is livable. I mean, it wasn't the best AC blows. But
what
it
was
okay.
The demographic breakdown?
Between what?
Like black and white. Because you know if it was a house full of black people, it would have been a little more.
Oh, it was me and if I count two other black dudes that were half white, it's a total of two.
Oh, okay, good. So it was cool. Okay, good. Go ahead.
So why? What are you trying to say?
I just swear this house full of Negroes just seemed a lot more hotter. The church, and just it don't matter. You just got to bring a fan. Go ahead. I was racist. Go ahead.
Very racist.
I like it.
Anyways, we leave the reception. Has some bomb ass chicken salad.
Ooh,
on these cranberry shortbread cookies.
What?
What a combination, huh?
Chicken salad on cranberry shortbread cookies.
Yes. Well, they were called cranberry shortbread biscuits.
Right.
Ooh. But they were damn near just cranberry cookies.
Right.
You know, sandwiched in. Ooh. So you had the sweet, the tangy, the chicken. I'm like, interesting.
Today,
and I give it a good, strong chef. B+.
Okay.
Because it was like, ooh.
Was everybody all up on it?
Oh, man, the dude kept walking around.
You know? Oh, he was walking around with the sample. Yeah. Man, weddings that do that, thank you.
But it was outside, though.
Solid.
But it was still cool. The sun was setting. Tucson was cool. Making a longer story, a little bit shorter, we going to leave the wedding ceremony. We get to the reception.
That's
at
important.
Hotel Congress.
Okay.
Hotel Congress, if y'all don't know, I think that's where your boy Dillinger got caught in the Hotel Congress in Tucson. So they got his pictures hanging up. So we go in there, and I'm like, damn, man, this is going to be kind of whack. So I walk in. I said, I need a drink now. Damn it. So I saw this Crown Royal bottle. I said, let me get some of that Crown on the rocks with a splash of water. Cool. So, you know, I see I was gauging the Crown because there was only one bottle left, and I'm looking for the other Crown drinkers because, you know, you got to make steak of your liquor. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want it to run out.
Wow.
But I was the only one drinking it.
Well, you said there's only 2.5 of you, right?
Well, no, man, come on. Crown is beyond race, dog.
It
is? You go with some more racist statements. Crown is a Canadian whiskey.
Is it?
Anyways.
Oh, okay. I'm educated. I need to get educated.
So
man.
we get in, and the pianist, quote unquote, the dude had it mixed up. He was from the Big Bang Theory, or those piano bars.
Yeah.
Man, he plays some of the dopest cuts ever live on the piano, dog. He played Genuine Pony. He plays some Tupac. I mean, he plays some Mary J. Blige. I mean, dude, you've been to a Dueling Pianos, right?
Yes, yes.
And they can play any and everything. And he had his guitars and a piano. And it was just banging out. Just play that funky music. I mean, but when it's live,
right?
Oh man, I was out there getting my dancing shoes on. I was living like youth. I was drinking my Crown. And at the end of the night, long story short to an end, half that bottle of Crown was gone. Me and the groom said, yo, man, I need to get these real streets of Tucson. He took me out. We walked down downtown Tucson, me and him, got a bar, hopped a little bit, just me and him. We were out there 45 minutes. They was all in there partying, you know what I'm saying? So I think he felt like, I'm real if I have one of the sharpest dressed brothers in Tucson walk around downtown Tucson. And I basically, boom, set his life where it needs to be. And I took my wedding present back and I said, you know what? That's your present. You get to hang out with me on the streets of Tucson. Take a picture. That's how I did it.
Oh, okay. That was it.
Yeah, that's it. How was your weekend, Rob?
Well, damn. My mother hubba, can you buy that?
No, I saw the pictures of your weekend. I saw one picture of you.
Where did you see the picture at?
You tweeted out the picture of the definition of a true player.
Yeah.
And I replied, I said, maybe it's the player definition of true, which at the same time could make sense. It was a white cat that Rob took a picture of, and not a feline, a white gentleman with a red and black polka dot shirt. And you caught him in like mid-glide.
Right.
You caught him like if Pete Maravich was still alive.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
With some polyester pants on.
He was kind of like George Gervin. And we'll get to the four. In the second half of the show.
Right.
But it was almost like if he was about 3 inches taller, I would have put him in the top 50 forwards of all time.
You have to, because the way he was forward with these females in the bar.
Forward?
He was forward.
Oh, not aggressive?
Oh, no. He was just forward.
Oh, okay. What did that forward
mean? Just like, hey, honey, how you doing? Not aggressive, but just forward and speaking his mind.
How old was that gentleman?
Dude, he had to be like 65. But me and my wife saw him like 3 times the whole week, and we just kept seeing him at different spots. And I just had to take a picture of him because we just kept seeing him everywhere.
You know what? I'm sorry for actually jumping to the middle of your story. Where were you at?
Oh, me and my wife, man. You know, our anniversary was last Sunday. So this past weekend, we went to stay at the Wild Horse Pass Casino. And we stayed there from like Friday to Sunday. And it was funny, man. We just got a hotel and basically just get away from the kids. We just drank. She laid at the pool. I avoided the sun.
Surprise.
I clowned some people, man. Met some people. Little network a little bit. There was a golf tournament right across at the other Sheridan, so people was there. It was cool, man. It was a great time just to get away, hang out with the family. We was about to go see Casey and JoJo on a whim because they came.
On a whim? That would have been like one of the reasons why I went.
No, they wasn't there. They was at a celebrity theater.
Oh, okay, that was
yeah. So I just found out last second that they was there. So yeah.
And felt like if you'd have went away from the resort, you'd have been like, damn, I'm taking away from the resort.
Exactly. So we just like forget it. We went to the club inside there, and we saw AB there.
He is one of the most amazing guys ever at the resort.
I was getting on the escalator, and he was checking into the hotel
to stay there.
Yes, he was, and then was asking me, "Are you going to the club tonight?"
Oh, at the hotel.
Yes.
I heard it's okay.
I heard it was too, but we didn't. Man, because I just heard the same
thing. I guess.
No.
You got too drunk too fast.
No. Oh. The thing was because I just heard the same old music. It was like, it wasn't tight music. It was like, you know.
Yeah, club. I mean, you know what? I go to a club. I mean, you know
No, but like if some clubs, if they was playing hip hop, go in there. Yeah. But it wasn't even worth even going in there. I'm like, why waste my money? I'd rather go downstairs, get drunk, play some gamble a little bit, just get drunk.
I don't like the Indian casinos.
Why?
Here. I mean, because they don't have the games I love. You know what I'm saying?
I love Pai Gow. Yeah.
I like craps. Like craps. I just like craps in my circle.
Right.
Like, I don't like to always play it.
Right.
It's like the energy it brings.
That is so real, dude. That is so real. Because there's always
feels
that.
Like you're just in a smoky ass room with a bunch of machines.
Right. You're so true, man. It's true. That craps brings a different vibe. And you're right. Because I was like, man, I wish there was craps there. I probably wouldn't play. I might play on the field.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go there just to play craps. But the energy with people rolling that dice, it just feels like it's more like you really in Vegas, I guess. There just seems like you trying to front like you're in Vegas, but you really ain't.
You know what? Maybe if you'd have brought some of your Ohio State gear, you could have traded it in and they might have gave you some free.
I would have tried to get a tat in the back room of the casino.
Hey, did you hear about that one cat that said he was trading? I guess, let me back this up. In the Sports Illustrated article that comes out today or tomorrow or whatever, but they had it online. The guy said that, you know, the OSU players was trading memorabilia. And before I go to the next sentence, what kind of memorabilia do you think it was? And I don't know.
Jersey.
Didn't really go into that.
Jersey.
I don't know. Jerseys. Was it like
tickets?
Rings.
Rings.
I don't know. Warm up.
Trophies.
Sweats.
Warm up.
I have shorts, no idea what it could be.
Shorts.
But this one guy said he said, it was known that we'd run around and trade memorabilia for marijuana in them streets. So I don't. That's where I got confused.
What
is it?
You just can't go to a frat house?
No. Well, you can, but I mean, you ain't got money for it. So, and obviously the Ohio State shit don't mean nothing to them. If it don't mean nothing to you, why not get some weed?
How could that not mean nothing? I guess that's where the disconnection is for me. How could you play college football and you want to play football and that doesn't mean anything to you?
Because it means more to the alumni and to the fans and the people that's not playing. Only reason why you're going to Ohio State, well, half of them, or you go to a big school, is to get to that next level. It's all about the money. It's not, I mean, I guess you do want to win. It's the competition in it.
Right.
But in reality, if you run around and you ain't got no money, you can't get your buzz on. You can't drive around. You can't get your ink on.
Right.
You trade in some of those meaningless trinkets, I guess, for things that
mean something.
Things that mean something. That's things that a 19-year-old wants.
Right.
And usually can't afford. But if you have the means to on something that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Like I said, that's why I asked you. It's very important when I started this whole conversation is what kind of memorabilia do you think it was?
Right.
That's the difference.
I think jerseys is going to probably fetch the most.
Yeah.
And jerseys.
And it goes back to even the Chris Webber thing when he looked up and he saw his jersey being sold for $75.
Right.
And he asked Mitch Albom for $5 for a sandwich.
Right.
Like that was part fiction, part nonfiction,
right, but
it still was a book that you really wanted
to
read.
You to think. Yeah, get you to think about it. Right? It might not have been that much of a disparity, but still, he might need $95, but damn, he knows his jersey getting sold for $75.
And that's what it
so
is.
So you think about it. So what is, let's say I'm Roy Small dude.
Yeah.
The dude's last name Small. He was a baller for a minute. I remember seeing him.
So how much?
Let's say his jersey.
How much weed you think he can get for his jersey?
He'd get an ounce of some chronic. That's 350, ain't it?
Accordingly, you know,
allegedly
my research.
Yeah, research I did before the show. I heard it was 350 LZ Wowski. So he is 350, and that sounds about right. You know what I mean? See, a jersey signed for 350.
He can trade that in, man. Come up, get him a Big Mac,
and get a faux Mac.
Get a faux Mac.
Yeah. Hey, so
a dude, cutie pie, but you quarter, think about, you know what I'm
but
saying?
You think about it though, dog. They can sign a lot of stuff and get, I mean, all they gotta do is just keep signing their name for shit. Yeah. Signing basketball. Do they just steal footballs from the equipment room, just signing footballs and hand them out for $50 a piece?
I know I would.
I know. I just got it. Man, can I sign my, how can I get my name to mean something so I can sign? I'll sign 1,000 footballs for $1 each.
Man, I would sign anything.
I'd sign my name across your heart.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the point I was trying to make. Was exactly what memorabilia are you talking about? Because the key word about memorabilia is memories. You know what I'm saying? And if you played the game, do you need some of that memorabilia to remember it?
No.
I mean, especially if you're a baller and you know you're going to the next level.
Right.
That's why it's kind of funny. Like, I think the people that hold on to shit like that are third stringers or those kind of quasi walk-ons or like those people, I want to play for Ohio State. And they, all the Rudies, Rudies.
Right, right.
You know, like, love this. This is bigger. This is it. This is my goal.
Right.
You know, when these other players says, this is not my goal is to play Ohio State. This is a stepping stone.
Right.
You know, and that's where I think it's just the mentality where I can't blame Jim Tressel for providing the playing ground for these kids to get free stuff and not snitching on them for getting the free stuff. And in the meantime, accumulating 122 victory, 106 victories and 22 losses.
That's sick.
In 10 years.
Right.
You know, so hey, man.
And honestly, if you probably ask all those Ohio State fans and the alumni and everybody to say, would you go through this again knowing that you could have that success? They'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, and they would probably sign up. They'd probably sign up Satan if he came there.
Oh, I mean, they probably would. I mean, they're looking at it this way. Shoot, we got to get paid.
Yeah.
Are you looking to find out what's going on in the black community in Arizona? There's only one place to go to, and that's www.phxsoul.com. PhoenixSoul.com features positive news and information about Phoenix's black community, as well as offering you inexpensive advertising packages for businesses that are trying to reach local African-American consumers. And on top of all of that, it's still going to keep you tuned in to the upcoming hip-hop and R&B concerts in the Valley of the Sun, as well as charity events, anything that pertains to the black community. There's only one place to go to, and that's www.phxsoul.com. That's www.phxsoul.com. PhoenixSoul.com, connecting you to the African-American community.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show. I am enjoying this May 31st, the end of May. You know, I mean, summertime is in the house. There's this cat on Twitter a couple days ago said, "I love summer. Can't wait to summer here." Obviously, his ass wasn't from Arizona.
Hell no.
This is the part of the year that we regret.
Yeah.
Unless you're Rob or AB and you got throwaway rooms at the Wild Horse Pass, you can jump in $50,000 square foot gallons of ice water with aquatic fish swimming underneath the mirrors and stuff.
Hey, dude, but this is our winter.
This is worse than our winter, because no. Guess what? We still can get out and do stuff.
Right.
You still can get your ass in a pool.
Right.
You still can do what you need to do. Nothing is preventing us from doing anything. Some people's winters is you are snowed in, condemned into, you know what?
I wish I had an Ohio State trinket to look at my wall.
thank God I bought Smalls jersey for $3,000 so I could sleep with it naked. Oh, God, it's going to keep me warm in the winter till next year's football season. Such a jack off.
You know what, though? I am glad we invested that first hour into the bank of, I'm sorry, that first half an hour into the bank of unfair practices by the university's employees, staff, and slaves. But guess what? You know what we're excited about? It's the NBA Finals. We got this basketball talk that we didn't even mention. No. Our mouths didn't even make a movement to say that the National Basketball Association is coming to its finale tomorrow, Tuesday, May 31st. We have the Mavericks of Dallas, Texas versus the assembled Heat of the Miami metropolitan area. Who do you like, Robert?
Unfortunately, I like Dallas in seven.
Do you like them or do you want them?
I want Dallas in seven. I like Heat in six.
Hold on. I'm confused now. What do you mean you like Heat in six?
I think the Heat are going to win in six, but I'd like to say Dallas would win in seven.
May I ask, why do you want Dallas to win?
Just because I'm just kind of leaning towards, you know, Jason Terry, hometown championship for Tacoma, Washington. JT, bring that belt home to the 206. And, you know, here's the deal. If the Miami Heat won, I'm not mad. I just kind of lean towards Dallas. I don't have any dog in the fight. I'm not mad. LeBron wins, I'm happy for him. You know what I mean? Dwayne Wade, I'm happy for him. Dirk Nowitzki, JT wins, I'm happy for Jason Kidd. They win, I'm happy for him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm happy. You know who I'll be happy for, realistically? I'm rooting for
Gloria.
Scenarios. Who?
Gloria.
Definitely, yeah, Gloria James or Gloria Jones.
Gloria Jones.
You know, Gloria, the reason why I say that is, you know the songs by Soft Cell?
No.
Their only jam they ever made, Tainted Love.
Tainted Love, yes.
You know that's a remake?
Tainted.
Yeah, it's like a remake from Gloria Jones from the 60s. Right, Mike, play the clip. Run away, I've got to. Okay, this is the point I'm trying to make. How can you become like a cult classic song as Tainted Love, which basically almost quantifies the 80s? You know, if you've ever had an 80s mixtape, you're putting that on there. But it's such a 60s song because, you know what? It was made in the 60s and they copied the exact same thing.
That's amazing.
You copy the exact same song, the same beat, the same rhythm, the same tone, the same lyrics. You know,
right.
And that's where I'm saying, like, who is copying whose style to be successful? Have we seen images of these teams before, meaning the Mavericks or the Heat.
Oh, definitely.
Who do the Mavericks to you most resemble in NBA championship past? And I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, I'll get you right now. Detroit Pistons for the Mavericks and the Bulls for this for the Heat.
Well, the Bulls and the Heat is obvious, and that's because of defensive passing lanes and the Dobermans. Is, right. is that what we're saying?
Yeah, of course.
And the role players of the big men are kind of a collective.
Right.
But I'm very curious to hear your assessment on
Detroit Pistons.
Detroit and Dallas.
Just from the aspect of
besides
the
that their teams play on Thanksgiving.
Just because the team concept of it, a strong veteran point guard, a mismatch at power forward / center, Dirk Nowitzki, Rasheed Wallace. He was really key. When they got Rasheed Wallace, even though, of course, they had Dirk for a while, when they got Rasheed Wallace, he was a matchup problem.
Yeah,
Shot threes, was able to really grab some boards and really make a difference for them. I just talk about the depth and as far as the leadership and the team mentality of Dallas. Not necessarily the same defensive type team. But, you know, with the Ben Wallace, Tyson Chandler.
You can even say Matrix and Tayshaun.
Matrix and Tayshaun.
Except Tayshaun was young, but as far as their defensive roles.
Yeah, their roles on the team. And then you got your two guard, JT. And then I look at like the two guard for who's for Detroit?
Rip. Was it Rip then?
Rip was a three man. Or was he two man then? Oh, yeah, he was two man.
Yeah.
So I just look at that team just like very similar just as far as just leadership, veteran leaders, and a mismatch. Chauncey Billups was, of course, the MVP. But I look like, you know, Jason Kidd, if he plays well, honestly, secretly, he'd be the MVP because if they were going to win, it's going to have to be Jason Kidd really setting everybody up and really flowing the ball, having the ball moving to the right place. And I think that does do it.
You know what I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for Dallas to win because I can't wait to bring back Jason Kidd's son's head in the press conferences.
He's not going
to
bring his head out
there.
He
has to. After what Guy Torrey did to him, have you played this? Have you seen it?
I think I've heard it before.
Let's play this clip real quick.
And Jason Kidd got a nice game, don't get me wrong, but he got to quit doing the interviews with his son. That little big head motherfucker, man. Son can't hold his coat, his head up. His son had this damn big. His son was like the model for the original bobblehead dog. Come on, Jason Kidd. Leave your son out of it, man. Did you see that head? Come on, now you're like Gazoo from the Flintstones.
Flintstones.
I know, I ain't had any kids yet, but that's a big head motherfucker, man. I was sitting next to him one time. I was holding a real conversation. I thought he was a grown-ass man. I'm like, what's up, Bob? Like, how the stock market? He was like, look, oh, shit, I'm sorry, you a kid. I'm sorry. That's Jason Kidd's son. That's Jason Kidd's son. That's all. Because he's, you know, he do the interview, and he's sitting there with the kid, and it looks like that Mike's Hard Lemonade commercial with the little head coming out of it. Mike don't make iced tea.
All right, y'all at home couldn't see Shaq's face at how he was leaning over the side laughing at Jason Kidd at the expense of his son's unfortunate size of his head.
How old is his son now?
I don't know. Okay, because back when we first got introduced to Jason Kidd's son on a national level, it was 2002 when they were in the finals.
Yes.
And he was on his lap like Guy Torrey just clowned him.
Right. 9 years ago.
So he was about how old then? About 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 14. He's trying to get something right now. He got a little mustache.
He out there trying to do something.
Yeah,
right
and,
now.
And he probably burning that Guy Torrey tape because
oh dude, he hate Guy Torrey so bad.
Yeah. He might
Ray Finkel.
Well, he might do that or he might do a Robert De Niro on The Fan.
Cape Fear?
Yeah. No, on The Fan.
Oh, The Fan. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Right, definitely.
Or The Last Boy Scout.
All the movies like that, huh?
Why are you pulling out guns on these? I don't like that.
I don't like that either. That's not a foreshadow shit.
Sorry. Scary.
It's scary. So you didn't tell me, man, what you think. Heat Mavericks.
Oh, like I said, I'm rooting for scenarios. I'm rooting for Jason Kidd's son to have a sequel to his head size coming back from the summer 2002. I'm rooting for Jason Terry. I am rooting for Cuban because I kind of want to see an awkward David Stern handing him the trophy.
Cuban. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, Mark that, Cuban. That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 I get it. I get
like,
it.
Like, there's a lot of scenarios, like you said. It's almost right. like there's a lot of things you root for.
Right, right.
There's nothing I'm really rooting against. Like, if right. anything happens, I would be like, only thing, okay, one thing that I might be a little concerned about, and I'm not rooting against it, is if J.J. Barea averages 30 points and becomes MVP and wins on the Saturday of the Puerto Rican Day Parade
okay.
and the Puerto Ricans tear down New York. That's the okay. only thing I'm afraid of.
Okay, that's a possibility.
Which is a possibility. Though. On the Miami Heat side, oh, man, I'm not looking forward Chris Bosh's facial expressions if they win. Getting his Brian Davis on. You know what I'm saying? That's another remake.
Yeah.
That I'm afraid of seeing. Okay. You know, when Christian Leitner.
No, it was Thomas Davis.
Thomas Davis, my fault. Yeah, but you know what I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
I just do not need to see that Chris Bosh celebrating.
Oh, I don't want to see that at all, dude.
Did you hear that?
What?
Chris Bosh just lost 4 ounces on his face jaw again. His face is shrinking. Why is his face so skinny?
Dude, you know what? He's just honestly sucking his face in all. Like, he's Zoolander.
Yeah.
Like, he's just shrinking like that. He's scary to me.
Yeah, he probably got a lot of, he probably uses a lot of muscles on his jaws.
Why?
I don't know. That's
I don't like the reason
so,
of that.
Yeah, they're so, they, I don't know.
You, that just makes me feel so dirty the way you said that right there.
It was a joke.
It was?
I apologize.
All right, man. So anyway, well, you don't need to apologize for it because I had to apologize last weekend for not having these top 50 Fords list. Together.
Yeah, bring them out, man.
And so, you know what I'm saying? So basically what we've been doing is there's a top 50 list that came out in 1996. And so atypically, we're going through this list and we're crossing niggas out. We're crossing everybody out. I mean, if you don't deserve to play on that list, we will let you know. And you can consider A-tip or whatever, but we letting you know you don't need to be on the list. And search inside your heart, young Padawans out there. Listen, you know it to be true. So we're doing Fords now.
Dude, we're going to switch it up a little bit because Rob partially told the truth and partially lied to you.
A little
you
bit,
guys right
a little
now.
Bit. But you know what? Everybody because does.
He didn't. Yeah, everyone
I'm
does.
Jim Tressel.
Everyone does.
I'm
and I'm not going to judge him.
No,
know?
He's not. I'm not.
Just Tressel. Like I tried not to judge him last week for not having a list. I almost tried to judge him this week for not having a list, but he made up for it. He read the list off his phone and made me write it down like I'm freaking secretariat. Or that's a horse, though.
Yeah, secretariat.
Like, I'm his freaking secretary. Like, write this. Dictate this, please.
Now.
That's how he said. Write down these names for me. I'm like, okay, what these names? New accounts. We got some new money coming in, you know. James Worthy. Bill Sharman. I'm like, what? So anyway.
Lenny Wilkins.
Here goes the list of Fords that I think is a list. And I don't really have any credibility because I don't see an official list. He just read these names off. So forgive me, forgive us if we overlooked who might be a Ford. But obviously, if we overlooked him, his ass needed to be crossed off the list anyway.
Believe me, if you can't remember your name and you top 50, yeah. You, it's your fault.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
James Worthy, nay or stay.
Yeah, he's staying.
He going to stay with me. Can we play the music if they stay?
Yeah.
What do we say when they're at when we go? Move, bitch. Get out. No.
No, yeah.
That's too aggressive.
Irreplaceable.
Bye.
Don't ever think you're irreplaceable.
To the left. To the left.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
All right.
Bill Sharman.
Sorry.
Beyonce. Q-in Beyonce. Kevin McHale. Yeah, he got to stay, man. And you know what, dude? I got to give props to Kevin McHale for getting that job in Houston.
I didn't see that one coming.
Why didn't the Lakers hire him? They might as well.
That would have been sick.
Insanely sick, huh?
Dude, would that have been crazy?
Yeah, I would have liked it. It would have brought back new like fever, like because there's so many Boston fans
right.
that like love it.
Oh my god.
That
would
have just been like, oh my goodness. But at the same time, they probably would have been so conceited to think like, oh, Kevin's going to sabotage
he's
gonna, him.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna actually
yeah, just he's like probably he gonna poison with Garnett.
He's gonna poison one of the buses. I know he is. He's gonna, you know what? He's gonna screw Jeannie Buss in front of Phil Jackson.
Because there are some funny looking Frankenstein bent over looking dudes. I mean, they probably in the same room as far as handsomeness, right? Phil Jackson and Kevin McHale. That's some the same, of the two ugliest the same creatures cubicles of handsomeness, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Dude. They're in the same office building and floor.
Yeah,
yeah, they're in the same cubicle. You're right.
Yeah.
So Kevin McHale, he's on that list. Staying.
Larry Bird. Hold on, I don't know about him because I think Dirk Nowitzki deserves his spot. This is the new sports radio talk, and I'm going to say right now, Dirk Nowitzki's better than Larry Bird.
Yeah, they can kiss my black ass.
Yeah. You know I was tripping, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Larry Bird, come on, son. Don't even play the music for him. Exactly. There's some people that don't need the music. Exactly.
Do you better not turn that music off.
Elgin Baylor, to the top 50, my dude. Man, you invented athleticism to the forward position.
I gotta give it to him, dude.
And I liked how you had your process. I liked his hair.
Yes.
You know, he almost brought that to the world. And I don't know if he ever let it go. You know, a lot of those brothers like Wilt, you know, they put that afro in.
Right.
I don't know if Elgin ever let it go. He's kinda like your boy Patterson, the boxer.
Oh man.
Floyd Patterson.
He had the Gumby?
Yeah, Floyd Patterson never let the go. Or Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah, he had the Gumby. Yeah. That's who
or even your boy the Brown Bomber.
Joe Lewis.
He was 80 years old. He was 80 years old being a security guard at casinos.
S Curl.
He was 80 years old, casino security guard, signing memorabilia to eat.
He was a first for tattoos.
Yes.
That's Terrell Pryor's granddaddy.
And for that, and for some pressing curl.
Oh, dude, he needed some S Curl so bad.
Started heating up now, shorty. Charles Barkley.
Man, don't even say that.
No music, no news. Scottie Pippen. Come on, man.
Play music.
What?
Play music,
which
nigga.
One?
No, he ain't that. No, not to the left.
Oh, stay.
It ain't like he getting no music.
I think what people underestimate is his just the game of defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, defense always gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why to me it's
obvious. I'm not saying, but play the music.
Okay. So the only person we scratched out is Bill Sharman.
Yes. And is there anyone that you could see as forwards that you would put in?
I don't even know. I put hold on. I'm not done with the list.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, I thought you said there's no more.
Okay. No, I mean thus far.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Bob Pettit, who I believe is a forward. But you know what? If I don't know your real position, and you know, probably had game. But in reality, I probably could have scored 16 on you.
Thank you. Thank you.
In real life. And I'm 6'2". Yeah, I said it. Sue me.
To the left.
Bye-bye. Oh, one thing I knew how to do is finger roll.
Oh, George.
But we still got to play the music because,
yes,
just like how I propped up Scotty,
right,
about the defense. There's no D in George Gervin.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't.
Yeah, but you stay on the list. Just
no, I stand up. But he stays on that list too.
Yeah, Dave DeBuscher. He was a baller.
He was Beyonce.
Let him know.
Yeah, but bye. We crossing you out. Dave Cowens, I'm not crossing him off.
You're not?
No, he was the bridge between Bill Russell and Larry Bird. Like he, I'm not saying even though that era didn't mean anything,
okay,
but they still meant something. Because matter of fact, they won. They beat the Suns in 75-76, I think.
Okay,
where he was like the star of that whole team, and I think he kept Boston relevant. He's kind of like Paul Pierce.
Okay.
In a way.
Okay, so.
Which is very interesting because we have so many names to add in.
Right.
That after I read this list, let's digest it. I got one more name.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and serve this serving to you, and I'm going to serve it to you very cold. And when we come back, we'll finish adding the names to the list.
Okay.
And that last person we're putting in, Dr. Julius Irving.
8 days later, go see the doctor. I was walking down the street, rocking my beat, clapping my hands and stomping my feet. I saw a little lady so neat and petite. She was so sweet, yes, I wanted to meet her. So I asked this lady, could I take her out? We could wine and dine and talk about the birds and the bees in my water bed. And you could treat me like a Buddha and bow your head. We continued to talk, and before you knew it, we were at my house, and it was time to do it. As soon as I finished, I lost my poise, ran outside and told all my boys. I said, listen up, fellas, come over here, bust it. They said, did you get it? I said, yeah. They said, how was it? The boom thing was dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show with your host, Robin Key. Do you think Pam McGee burned him?
I don't know. I don't know if he literally burned, but I think it burned his image. Like, I think there's a tighter leash on him in public. Like, his wife is like, no, you know he was tripping, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He ain't running around making no appearances without her binoculars on him.
No, she on him. That just hurt him in the long run.
So he got burned.
That's more text messages.
Hold on. Do you think she burned him?
She kissed him like she had that they had attempted a burn session.
Wow, let it burn.
Let it burn. They got their Usher on. Wow. So, I mean, the last one you said, you know, of course, we got to keep him in there, Dr. J.
Yeah, Dr. Julius Erving.
Yeah, so
we scratched out three strong names. We got realistically, me doing the math, I think we scratched out five names of the centers. And we scratched out, and we didn't add any.
None.
And we scratched out three forwards.
Yes.
So we got eight openings. So it's like we can put out a Craigslist
before
we got eight openings available.
We need to post it to Craigslist.
And we have guard pending openings too.
Right.
So I would feel comfortable adding a strong six. Because we'll still have two left over for the guards, and we'll probably lose about four or five guards.
Okay.
And that's just me kind of like playing with these numbers real quick.
Okay, I got a couple.
You go first.
Tim Duncan.
Oh, come on, son. You staying? Yeah, Tim Duncan. Okay, can I go?
Yes.
Let's go back and forth with it.
Okay.
Dirk.
Yes.
Okay, we'll put Dirk in there. Come on, son. I got another one.
Is Karl Malone on that list?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay, I was one of the...
He looked the best in his leather top 50 suit, like top 50 jacket.
Yeah.
You know, had those leather jackets with different colors? He looked real natural in it. Like, he would have actually picked that to wear himself.
Oh, definitely. Right on his tracker. I ain't got nobody else. Who you got?
He's about to win the MVP this championship when he wins in six in Miami. LeBron James. Duh. Come on, man.
Ford?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to put him in?
Okay, you're right.
Center?
Right. LeBron James.
Antoine Dotson?
No.
What about the pimp that you met? He was very forward. The guy?
Yes.
Forward at
dude,
the bar?
I wish I knew his name. I'd
red
put
and
him
black.
In there.
With the red and black lumberjack.
Sissy.
And a hat the back.
Red and black, sissy. No, dude. That Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, you know what though?
You cannot not have.
Well,
him in
no.
There, dude.
Here's the thing about that.
There.
Here's the thing about that. That is that's revisionist. What's it called? When I'm changing what happened.
Yes.
Because they left him off.
Yes.
So we're fixing what they did.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I don't see how they left him off of that.
Because he always bit the side of his cheek. Not my cheek.
Well, then they should let LeBron off because he always biting his fingernails.
Yeah. Well, people like biters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dominique. Yep.
Oh, for sure. So that's four. And I think we got two more left. You know what? We'll just let it swim. Let's not force it right now.
Right.
Just keep the show. Keep your mind. Keep one window open. Keep
okay.
a tab. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a computer, you keep that tab open on your window screen.
Right.
And you can always go back and refresh that.
Right.
Refresh that memory.
We got you.
But you know what time it is though, right?
Birthdays, baby.
Well, you know what the date is, right?
May 30th.
May 31st. We
right.
celebrate May 31st at the end of May, and I accumulated a list. There's some people that didn't make the cut, and I'm not going to say their names.
What, did you make a cut? You ain't going to say their names?
Yeah.
But all right.
Some people, a couple people that did make the cut, and they're celebrating some birthdays today. Dirty Harry's birthday. Clint Eastwood, happy birthday.
Oh, wow. Hey, Clint Eastwood is 76.
He wishes.
He 80?
81, son.
How is he still alive?
Dude, I don't like when you say that all the time.
I mean, it's just amazing. He just looks like he's ready to go. His
well,
face
you know
is all
was?
Strength.
He was like one of those cats that looked 60 when we first met him.
Right, exactly. Dirty Harry, he was 40, right?
I don't know.
Had to
well,
be
that was
40
like
years ago. Yeah, it's 40 years ago. Yeah.
No, he was like 45-ish.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, the thing is, like, when he was making The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, all those Western flicks in the late 60s and 70s.
Right.
But he was at, I don't know.
But you know what?
I'm just ready to like buy some Clint Eastwood challenge or something.
Some memorabilia?
Yeah. Okay. Real quick. Hey, this guy right here.
Hey, what about first thing about Clint Eastwood? Yeah. I think what's really slept on him is that he makes good movies. His movies he's come out with
directing.
Yes, very good. Very good.
Mystic River.
Yeah, dude, all his movies he's been coming out with are good.
Pretty good, man. Yeah, Bird. He made that movie about Charlie Bird.
Yes.
But that was a while ago. But okay. This next gentleman.
Listen here. I don't care about the birthdays. I just want to kiss you.
Joe Namath.
Happy birthday, Joe Namath.
Joe Namath is 70.
Happy birthday.
Almost 68.
I figured it'd be fitting if it was. Exactly. Fitting if it was 69.
Yeah. I had to give birthday to her because she turned 50 today. And it's so amazing that Leah Thompson from
Back to the Future.
Wow. Realistically, I love those movies, man. And which one did you like the best?
The first one.
I like 2. 2 was amazing. I can watch 2 over and over again because I just like the way how they intertwine scenes sometimes, right, and things and concepts. And 3. Is 3 even worth mentioning?
No.
Okay. Can we flush 3 down the toilet for good right now, Mike?
Please, for some reason,
Mike might like 3.
No, the ulterior universe was kind of interesting. They could have done a lot better with it, but 3 was horrible. Back to the Future was 2 was funny. It was like when they put the microwave, they were heating up the pizza, and it like took 2 seconds. Hurry up! It's taking forever. Yeah. You know.
But then again, think about it. That movie was made in 1988.
Right.
So
right.
I mean, it looks corny now.
Right.
Back to the Future probably holds better now than 2 because 2, like I said, shit, that's going to happen in 4 years.
Exactly.
You know, that's frightening.
We about to use banana peels and everything to travel through time.
I'm just glad Leah Thompson is still alive to see it.
She's cute.
Michael J. Fox, I don't know if he's going to make it.
Man.
Back to the birthdays.
That shook me up.
Happy birthday to
that's bad news.
D for Never Dirty, MC for Mostly Clean.
DMC.
Devastating Mic Control. And this is what's amazing about Twitter and my subconscious is I was quoting DMC lines on Twitter.
Right.
Just out the blue. I had no idea I was going to be celebrating this birthday today. And I was talking about people's best run DMC albums. This is just me, I don't even know where these comps is from. So happy birthday to DMC, who I think one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard about DMC was his ability to drink 12 40 ounces in a day, every day.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, round of applause to him.
Dude, DMC, man, you was talking about like the better MC. You said DMC was hogging the mic.
No, I didn't say, somebody else said it.
Oh, somebody else said he was just hogging the mic. And I could get that. Too. This seemed like he would just be like,
he was very aggressive with his tone. But Run might have been the alpha though, because he talked a lot.
Right. Run like.
But like
talk.
DMC was like, I don't have enough time to talk. So when I do talk,
I'm about to put it down.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
I like Run, man.
Yeah, Run. I mean, I think that's 80% of the people.
Never run, run for fun. Never run the done. They get done by none. Dude, there's very few rappers who could get his point across like him and Rakim without having to cuss or swear, but just making it sound so tight.
One thing about Joey was he had the ability to get hype. Like, you felt his energy through the speaker. He's one of the first rappers that I've actually felt like, man, I feel hype right now. But then at the same time, when they was bringing Hard Times and Sucker MCs, when it was serious, he still had that pep in his flow, like that step, like
that energy.
That energy, that's it. Yeah, let's keep it simple, man. E equals MC squared. That energy, that blow, the explosion of the flow was
right.
It was something that I think maybe been relevant in New York City, but he was the one that made it available for us to feel that vibe in the West Coast.
Right.
So props to DMC. I'm glad you're still alive. RIP Jam Master Jay. Can you believe it's been 9 years?
Dude, that's crazy, man.
Can you believe it's been 9 years?
Nope.
Can you believe it's been 9 years?
No, sir.
That's what I'm trying to say. But DMC, if he was on a typical sports show, or better yet, if DMC played basketball, I can see him playing a power forward.
Ooh. You know,
I can see him playing a power
forward.
While Jam Master Jay was a point guard, New York City type point guard, like a Mark Jackson type point guard,
right, right,
distributing a rock. And you know what Joey was.
And Joey's a shooter, man.
Yeah, he was a shooter.
He's score. He's score. He's one shining. He want to get all the ink and everything. Yeah, that's Joey, man. So that's why I respect Run-DMC. I like they had their roles defined the same way these fools better have their roles defined on the NBA Finals. The Dallas Mavericks got their roles defined. They got their bench. They got their rotation. The Miami Heat got their roles defined. Adonis Haslam back. They got their rotation. So we'll see.
I got a couple more birthdays.
Go ahead.
Before we get there, dude, do you have any more power forwards? Or we just throw DMC?
That was it. I mean, I don't got no more power forwards.
I mean, not power forwards, but forwards in the 50?
Nope.
Okay. Happy birthday to Kenny Lofton.
Oh, that's one of my favorite dudes in the world.
What team did he not play for? It's a question. Let's play this game.
The Saskatoon Marauders.
No, let's play this game.
Mariners.
Didn't play for the Seattle Mariners. I knew you would have known
Oakland Athletics.
Man, good job. Good job. Yeah.
He didn't play for the Texas Rangers.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't play for the...
I bet you can't name three teams in a row. Like, you're always going to get something wrong with it.
Okay, let's see. I'd say he didn't play for the Florida Marlins.
Okay.
He didn't play for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
No, that's not fair. Okay, I got you.
He didn't play for the Cincinnati Reds.
Nope. Nope. You win. You win a prize.
Oh, I got another. I'll go two more.
Go ahead.
He didn't play for the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, good job.
He didn't play for the...
Who didn't Kenny Lofton play for?
He didn't play for the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, he didn't play for the Red Sox, but he did play for the Yankees.
He sure did.
But here goes some of the teams that he did play for. He played for both Chicago teams.
Yeah.
Played for the Yankees, played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Houston, and a lot of other teams.
He played for Houston?
Yeah.
What day was that?
I don't know. It's probably when he like shaved his mustache and he tried to look young, but he actually looked older.
And then he looked like Bill Hall and shit. Then they put him at second base. He's all messed up.
Yeah. But props to him, man, because we got a lot of love for him because he a U of A cat.
Yep.
Went to the Final Four. Good team. Great team. Only one other person in the history of sports played in a Final Four and played in a World Series. And the other guy actually went to the same high school as Kenny Lofton a decade beforehand.
Who?
I don't know. I guess that was
That was pretty impressive. Dude, you almost wrapped the show up better than we've ever been wrapped up with that piece of information.
But guess what? It's not over, though.
It's not. We're not done.
We're not done.
It's not done.
Because you remember when I was saying I had one of these divine interventions on Twitter?
Yes.
Where I was like mentioning things that I had no idea that their birthday was coming up?
Yes.
Nate Robinson, happy birthday to you.
Really?
I was tweeting out pictures of Nate Robinson when he was playing in that movie Role Model. Remember? He was that Role Model. And I think he probably deserved an Oscar just for like nailing that role.
Dude, that's hilarious, brother. That's funny, dog. You should have added him on Twitter, dog.
I didn't know his thing.
Oh, dude, I know he has a Twitter handle because he's talking about you should add him. Be like, dog, man, I respect your acting and your hoop career, dog. You know, my co-host is from the T-Town, man. He respects your acting.
And I tweeted out a picture where he signed with Bad Boy. It was him hanging out with Puff Daddy, that little kid. Amazing actor, amazing 13th man of a team right now.
Really, dude? I thought he got his little junior mafia. He looked like little C's too.
Yeah, he do got a little junior mafia.
He got a little C's in it.
That little C's album, this Wonderful World of Cesar Leo, slept on. Pick it up,
yes.
Son.
Is it? How old is it?
About 14 years.
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah. But yeah. It wasn't that bad, though, huh?
It was. The thing that killed it was the album cover. His butt-ass naked with a kangaroo on those hands covering up his crotch.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. Who told Big him wasn't there to tell him not to do it.
Yeah, like, nigga, you tripping.
Yeah, man. But Big probably would have did it in a way that he was clowning him,
yeah.
But he knew he couldn't go with it.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Oh, man, you over there looking like a melted mom.
You over there looking like a milk dud when you're holding your little nuts. More money, more problems. Yo, man, you got anything else before we close this show up, homie?
That's it, man. I give you that look. You know what?
You give me that look, that's it?
Yeah, that's it, brother.
Hey, man, it's the Atypical Sports Show. Your host, Robin Key. This is how we do it. 480-664-9378. Hit us up on Twitter at our Twitter handle, at Atypical Sports. Holler at us on iTunes. Subscribe to us, and we'll be shouting at y'all soon. For Key, this is Rob. We'll be right back.
of them. Recruiting suckers, macking, micing, making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter cause beats are banging out. Cheeks rocking beats in the streets and it's time for hanging out. Gather or rather form a circle around out loud. Just good brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play it? Out, no, shut him down. The king with the crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dickie down.
Come on, come on.
Ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill, Mac the stats wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell him tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake cause the oven fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, then your dumb ass is leaking. CL and 1DMC, so rush it. Big time wait before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, Ma, no shoelaces. And I'm
down with the green hands. You wanna be down with the green hands. You wanna be down with the green hands. You wanna be down with the green hands.
Check it. I'm taking the tours, I'm wrecking the land. I keep it hardcore cause it's dope, man. These are the roughest, toughest words I ever wrote, damn. Not meant for a hole like a slow jam. Check it. Sucker MCs could never swing with D because of all the things that I bring with me. Only G.O.D. could be a king to me. And if the G.O.D. be in me, then a king I be. The microphone is granted when it's handed to me. I was planted on this planet and I plan to MC. The MC fiends only seem to agree that I rock of the world and the society. Outrageous on the stages with a tune of verse. I give praises from these pages to the universe. My voice is raw, my lyrics is law. I keep it hardcore like you never saw. You wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be.